Brian Lester joining from the Santa Rosa Press Gazette and the Navarre Press. Brian, a pleasure to have you on as always. How are things going today?
Hey, not too bad, Drew. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing good. It's always a pleasure to get you on. So a couple of things going on in the world of football here. Obviously, we've got realignment going on. I want to get your thoughts, not necessarily on that, but how could this impact, do you think, whether it be Pensacola, local athletes, but you know, where certain programs are, who they may have already committed to, or ones who they've got interest in, if they transfer, or if these schools go to a different conference, you know, do you think that is going to impact how these players look at the schools, or maybe even how the schools look at the players and some of the talent that they may be able to bring in?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, some guys have obviously, they commit, you know, early, and now this whole transition's happened with, you know, USC and UCLA going to the Big Ten, and you know the potential of more teams going to the Big Ten or Big 12 or you know what have you. I mean, it could change what guys think of, you know, which league they want to play in, you know, because they were set on playing in a certain league and then now they might not be. So it could change their perspective on which school they go to, you know, which conference they end up playing in, and it's going to be interesting to see how this impacts college football, because obviously, even though two teams have already moved over to the Big Ten, it doesn't seem like it's done yet. The Big 12 is looking to expand, and I'm sure the Big Ten will try to expand as well again. And it's going to be very interesting to see how this affects everything in college football, including, you know, like you mentioned, the recruiting aspect of it, because now kids are in a different league, and it changes perspective for sure.
To go on top of the exposure and everything like that, the conferences get, I mean, it's – all of it ends up trickling down in some way to the high school level. And speaking of high school football, you got a story on Reese Griffith, and who's one of the top kickers in the country, plays for Pace. How different has his recruiting journey been compared to other high school athletes like the quarterbacks, the running backs, the wide receivers, et cetera? Is it any different? And if so, how different is it?
I mean, obviously, as a kicker, you don't get as much attention as a quarterback, a running back, or a wide receiver, you know, but he's had a chance to go to quite a few camps at FSU and Oklahoma. I think Army and Air Force have both put offers out there for him. So, you know, it may not be as rapid of a recruiting process for him, you know, whereas say like a guy like Dante Wright or Michael Carter when they were in high school, you know, where a bunch of schools are looking at them, you know, Reese's process is a little bit slower, but he's getting some attention, and obviously the more camps he goes to, it's going to add to his profile, and he's going to have, I mean, I have no doubt he's going to end up at a Division I school somewhere.
Yeah, and as always, we certainly wish him the best. Riley Alcantar, I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. You've got a story on him, and you know, we always talk about AAU and getting involved with youth football early, and I mean, even going all the way down to travel basketball, travel soccer, but wrestling and the wrestling scene, not necessarily, you know, with school, but even outside of school with tournaments around the region. How has he been able to put his name on the map in a way?
You know, he's, you know, a younger kid right now, and, you know, only a middle school age kid. And he's you know, wrestling for a club and a gym, you know, he's had to go a different route because obviously, you know, you don't have middle school wrestling in this area. But he's gone to different states to compete in different tournaments, you know, like Alabama, Louisiana, you know, and competing here in Florida as well. And by doing that, you know, you get to face great competition and from different places around the region and, you know, even nationally. And so that's kind of the different route he's taken. I mean, wrestling obviously isn't as big of a sport here in this part of the state, at least, you know, weightlifting seems to be the dominant sport, but this kid Riley has had a chance to, you know, competing in different states and different tournaments, and he's really done really well. I mean, he's pinned half of his opponents, you know, and a lot of them in less than a minute. So he's got a bright future, and obviously Pace has a wrestling program, so he's in good shape when he gets to high school. But it's kind of cool to see, you know, kids find different avenues to compete in, you know, even if their school doesn't necessarily offer the sport at, you know, their age level.
Yeah, and we talk about, you know, with wrestling and even with baseball and basketball as well, with Navarra girls and boys basketball teams, I mean, the importance of, you know, team bonding is obviously a big one, but also getting involved in tournaments during the off season is something that, that both of them have had and both of them are working on. Is there any part of this that is interesting to how you've seen high school athletics grow from not just, you know, a seasonal sport to a year-round sport and the importance of staying up to date on your training and, you know, playing in tournaments and being involved in camps and everything like that?
Yeah, I mean, you can't really be a high school athlete anymore and kind of take your summers off. I mean, you know, it's definitely a lot more intense now, even more training. A lot of these kids have personal trainers or, you know, go to gyms and train, and especially a sport like basketball where there are a lot of tournament options, whether it's AAU or playing in the UWF camp. Or just scheduling summer league games with teams from around the area. You know, these teams are always doing something, and, you know, they're trying to get better. And, you know, the summertime is a great time to figure things out, maybe what you have to do to be ready for the season. It also gives you a chance to kind of, you know, grow together as a team and, you know, find that chemistry and find out who's going to be the leaders. And especially when you're a team like the Navarre girls basketball team, you know, that's lost Rachel Leggett. You know, they got to find new players to step up, and playing those games in the summer gives those players a chance to do that. And I'm sure it's the same for every other school in the area. You know, they get a chance to play basketball and figure out some things and get the experience, and they go into the season more ready. So you definitely got to play now. I mean, all year round in every sport, do something related to your sport, and it's going to be – and that's only going to continue because those days of having a lot of time off are kind of non-existent at this point.
How much longer do you think Yuri Perez is going to be at the AA level before he gets called up? Or do you think he's not even going to get called up at all this year and they're just going to let him continue to develop?
Man, you know, he's just been lights out, you know, with all of his starts. And I know he just got selected to the Futures game, I believe. So that's a big honor for him during All-Star weekend. You know, being 19, if he was older, I would definitely say he's going to get called up this year. But, you know, only being 19, I think the Marlins can probably give him some time, more time to develop at the AA and maybe eventually the AAA level before the year is over. But, you know, they probably want to be cautious and not bring him up to the majors and, you know, have him go through some rough starts and then, you know, it rattles his confidence or his development. So, you know, maybe he gets a chance, you know, on that off chance he does get to play at the major league level before the year's over. But I feel like he's probably going to stay AA, and maybe before the year's out, he'll get a chance to play AAA and continue to develop. But for sure, by next year, Yuri Perez should be in the majors. I'll be surprised if he isn't with the Marlins at some point next season.
Speaking with Brian Lester of the Navarre Press and Santa Rosa Press Gazette. Brian, a pleasure as always to have you on. You have a good rest of the weekend. We'll be in touch here soon.
Hey, thanks, Drew. Thanks for having me on.